a voice that cries out in the silence, searching for a heart that will love him, longing for a child that will give him their all, give it all, he wants it all. And there's a God that walks over the earth, he's searching for a heart that is desperate, and longing for a child that will give him their all, give it all, he wants it all. And he says, love me, love me with your whole heart, he wants it all today. Serve me, serve me with your life now, he wants it all today. He wants it all today. He wants it all. And there's a God that walks over the earth, he's searching for a heart that is desperate, longing for a child that will give him their all, give it all, he wants it all. And he says, love me
override the promise, and don't let your feelings dictate your faith.
I was too afraid to believe it. You loved me through my good. You loved me through my bad. You loved me through my good. And you loved me through my bad, Jesus. You didn't erase my future because of my past. I'm glad you loved me through my good and my bad. Through my good and my bad. You loved me through my good. You loved me through my bad. Didn't erase my future. Hallelujah. Because of my past. Thank you. I'm glad you loved me through my good and my bad. What we deserve,
God.
After falling again and again, every blessing and request that you granted, Lord,
because of my past,
you could have withheld, but mercy intervened.
You loved me through my good,
through the rebellion.
You loved me through my good,
through all of my shortcomings.
You loved me through my good.
And this is my favorite right here. You keep on loving me. Can somebody help me? You keep on, loving me. You keep on, loving me. You keep right on loving me. Through the good and the bad, you never stop loving me. Through the lessons learned, you show me. We disobey, we run away from you. Bring shame to your name. But your love remains. Who can love me like you do, Lord? What you are to me, no man could ever be. You see through every mistake, through every stumble, you prove to your children you'll always be there. Through every slip, through all of my issues, you could have been finished, you could have been gone, but you put up with me. All my good and my bad. You love me through my good and through my bad. Oh, didn't erase my future because of my past.
Thank you.
voice cries out in the silence, searching for a heart that will love him, longing for a child that will give him their all, give it all, he wants it all. And there's a God that walks over the earth, he's searching for a heart that is desperate, and longing for a child that will give him their all, give it all, he wants it all. And he says, love me, love me with your whole heart, he wants it all today.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Praise this morning. How many glad to be here today? Isn't God good? Is he worthy to be praised? Stand to your feet and help me welcome the Lord in today. Holy Spirit, you welcome in this place. Holy Spirit, you welcome. Hallelujah. Give him glory. Give him honor. Truly, he's worthy to be praised this morning. Amen. Let us go to the throne in prayer. Father God, we thank you for just being God and God all by yourself. We thank you, Master, for life, health, and strength, for the visitation of your Holy Spirit. Father, we come this morning with thanksgiving in our hearts. Pray that thou would search us right now, search our minds, search our hearts. And if you find anything that's not right, pray that thou would remove it right now. Let your Holy Spirit rule, guide, and direct that everything that is said and done here today, that your name will get the glory. Come, come, Holy Spirit, dwell in the midst today. Bless this male chorus as they sing your Zion songs. Bless the musicians as they play their instruments. Bless these your people who have come tonight. Come show up, dear Master. We know if you show up that everything will be all right. See your healing, see your deliverance. Save today in the name of Jesus. Bless your preached word that as it go forth, somebody might hear, somebody might be saved, somebody might be set free. Come, 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 Holy Spirit, and dwell in the midst of us right now. In Jesus' name we pray. Let every heart say amen. 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 Come on, give the Lord another hand clap of praise. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Our scripture this morning will be found in the Gospel of Luke. Luke chapter 10. Amen. Verse 38 through 42. Luke chapter 10, verses 38 through 42. And it reads, starting at verse 38, "Now it came to pass, as they went, that he entered into a certain village. And a certain woman named Martha received him into her house. And she had a sister called Mary, which also sat at Jesus' feet and heard his word. But Martha was cumbered about much serving and came to him and said, 'Lord, doest thou not care that my sister had left me to serve alone? Bid her, therefore, that she help me.' And Jesus answered and said unto her, 'Martha, Martha, thou art careful and troubled about many things, but one thing is needful, and Mary has chosen that good part, which shall not be taken away from her.'" Praise God. The Gospel of Luke, chapter 10, verses 38 through 42. God bless his word today, that it continue being a light and guide unto our pathway. Let us give this male court hand as they come at time.
Good morning, everybody. How y'all feeling out there this morning? Good to be in the house of the Lord one more time. Let me tell y'all a story. You see, a few years ago, I made a lot of mistakes. But you know, I said I gotta do something about that. Let me tell you what I decided I was gonna do about that. Here we go, guys. I gotta clean up what I messed up. Starting my life over again. Yeah, I gotta clean up what I messed up. Starting my life over again. Yeah, I gotta clean up what I messed up. Starting my life over again. I made up my mind, I ain't running no more. I'm going back to church, I'm gonna ride right through that door. I gotta clean up what I messed up. Starting my life over again. Yeah. Yes, I do, y'all. Ooh-wee, y'all. Starting my life over again. Here we go, guys. Here we go. I made up my mind, I ain't lying no more. Cause a liar and a cheater can't make it through that door. I got a freedom. Yes, I do, y'all. Ooh-wee, y'all. Yeah. Yes, I do, y'all. Ooh-wee, y'all. I made up my mind, I ain't running no more. going back to church. I'm going to walk right through that door. I got to clean up what I messed up. Starting my life over again. Yeah. Yes, I do, y'all. Ooh-wee, y'all. Starting my life over again. Those of you that feel like I do, let's do better. How many of y'all willing to do better out there? Those of you that feel like I do, let's do better. Oh, clean up what I messed up. Started my life over again. Yeah. Yes, I do, y'all. Ooh-wee, y'all. Started my life over again. Love you that feel like I do. Let's do better. Those of you.
That's a testimony we all can give. Amen. Let the Lord clean up what we messed up so we can start our lives all over again. Amen. Truly, we honor the Lord today. We give him all the praises and all of the honor. Amen. To all the reverend clergies in the house and to the officers and to the mothers. And to all of you, my father's children, whether you be here, virtual, in your cars, wherever you might be, we welcome you here to our services this morning. Amen. But this is the day the Lord has made, and we really rejoice and be glad in it. I don't know about you, but I'm not looking for a crowd. I come to meet Jesus. Come on, somebody. Amen. I come to give him praise. I come to give him glory. Amen. For all that he has done for me. Praise God. Amen. We ask that you will continue praying for our church family, for those who might be bereaving or those who might be dealing with some type of sickness. We ask that you continue praying for them. We're grateful to God for all of you that has been staying connected by way of Bible study or by Sunday school, by our prayer line on the Saturday evenings. We thank you so much for just staying connected. For realize we're still going through a trying time. Amen. This virus is not going away. In fact, it seems like it's getting worse. But we know who's in control. Amen. So we're trusting God for the best. So we say to you, please follow the science, follow the doctors, and do as they have asked us to do in order that we might try and stay safe and keep everybody else around us safe. Amen. So we hope that you will comply with what they have asked us to do. Amen. I was thrilled and happy to see with Miss Simone did in the Olympics. I don't know if anybody was watching. And I think this, that was something that all parents needs to take note of. Sometimes we can push our children to do things, but if they are not mentally ready for it, it can cause more problems than it can cause good. Amen. So I was happy to see her step back and to get herself together. Amen. She was an example, amen, for our children. And so I praise God for her today. Amen. We want to once again thank all of you for sending in your tithe and your offering during this time. You've still been faithful. You've still been committed, whether you're doing it online or by mail or just dropping it off. I just want you to know that we appreciate what you're doing. Got a lot of work to do around here, so we still need, amen, funds, amen? Nothing is free. Hallelujah, amen. So we thank you all for what you have been doing. All right, who having a birthday in the month of August? Anybody having a birthday in the month? Praise God. Praise God. Sister Tony May, amen. Praise God. Amen. Amen. Brother Deacon Hayes. Praise God. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear saints. Happy birthday to praise God, praise God. May you have many, many more years of happiness and good health is our prayer. Amen. Anybody get married in the month of August? Anybody get married? Elder Bradshaw. Amen. Amen. Praise God. We honor you today. Amen. May the Lord continue blessing your marriage that y'all will, amen, continue on doing the master's will. Amen. Praise God. All right. I want you to continue praying for our children as they return back to school. Let's pray that God will keep them safe, and the teachers and all the frontline workers, let's keep them lifted in prayer. Amen. Also, we're asking for prayer for one of my own this morning. Amen. My grandson, Desmond, he had surgery on Friday. Amen. And he had an infection in his knee. And so they did exploratory surgery to try to find out what's going on. And so they took a biopsy. So we're praying that it will come back negative. Amen. So keep him lifted in prayer, if you will. He's there in Scottish Rite Hospital. Amen. So keep him lifted in prayer. Also, Mother Bea, whose sister passed in Jamaica, please keep her in your prayers. Pray for Sister Ann Lowry as she relocated to Florida. Amen. Keep her lifted in prayer. Pray for Deacon Rivers. Amen. As he recovers from his surgery. Deacon Russell Vaughn, as he recovers, he had a fall. Pray for Dr. Richard Kimmel, his recovery. Deacon Griffin's father, recovering from a stroke. Reverend Guyton and his wife, please keep them lifted in prayer. Reverend Darrell James, as he's recovering. Sister Quilla Hackett. Sister Mrs. Jarita Moore, let's keep praying for her. Amen. Praise God. You know, we got a praise report in her case. Seemingly, the treatment that she's getting is containing the tumor that she has in her brain. So let's bless God for that today. Amen. Amen. That He will continue the healing there. Amen. Pray for all of those that are on our sick and concerned list. Dorsey Johnson, he had to be admitted to the hospital because he was dehydrated. So let's keep him lifted in prayer, if you will. And all of the rest that are on our prayer list, let's keep them lifted in prayer. God bless you. Amen. We're glad to have these musicians. They're doing a great job here this morning. Amen. Thank Brother Gene for coming by and sharing with us today. Amen. Praise God. Y'all know I'm a quartet singer, so when you hear that guitar playing, you know that's just right up my alley. So we're glad to have him. Give them a hand as they come this morning.
Y'all pray for us.
Oh, yeah.
I love to call on the name of Jesus. I love to call on the name of Jesus. I love to call on the name of Jesus. Oh Lord, yeah, I love. Oh yeah, it's another man gonna say it again. I love to call on the name of Jesus. I love to call on the name of Jesus. I love to call on the name of Jesus. Oh, yes, I do, Lord. I love. Yeah. And you know what else, church? There is peace in the name of Jesus. You know that this morning? There is peace, y'all, in the name of Jesus. There is peace. Oh, yeah. There is power in the name of Jesus. Can I get a witness? There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power, oh Lord. In the name of Jesus. I mean, it feels sometimes. There is love in the name of Jesus. Fellas, there is love. Oh, yeah. I love. Oh, yeah. I love. Oh, yeah. And when I get in trouble, you know what I do? I call him. I call him. Come on. I call him. I call him. When I'm better, I call him. Get lonely sometimes. I call him. Trouble coming my way. I call him. Might get sick sometimes. Lord, I call him. Did anybody want to call him? Have you ever had to call him? Won't he make a way? Won't he make a way? Ain't he all right? When you get lonely, call him. When you get funny, just call him. Your change gets strange, call him. Call him. Call him. Won't he make a way? 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 I love to call on the name of Jesus. I love to call on the name of Jesus. I love to call on the name of Jesus. I love, yeah, on the, I love to call on the, I love, oh yeah, I love to call on the name of the Lord.
Good to me. I had to get a little piece of that. Hallelujah. I love to call on the name of the Lord. Amen. Praise God. I mustn't keep you too long in the Gospel of Luke. Amen. Luke chapter 10, two verses there I want to raise, if you will, this morning. Verse 38 and verse 39, Luke chapter 10, verse 38-39. Now it came to pass as they went that he entered into a certain village, and a certain woman named Martha received him into her house. And she had a sister called Mary, which also sat at Jesus' feet and heard his word. Thank you. You might be seated. Father, we thank you once again for this privilege, for this opportunity to say a word for you. Please take these lips of clay of mine and use them for your glory. Send a word, Lord, that your people might hear, might be delivered, might be set free. Come, Holy Spirit, take control now. We know if you come, everything will be all right. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. I want to leave this thought with you this morning. Listening to Jesus. Amen. Listening to Jesus. Amen. Amen. If you allow me, I would like to show you from our text today what can happen in the lives of Christians who gets too busy even doing the Lord's work. to stop and spend time at the feet of Jesus. If we would just listen to Jesus, amen. As we look at our text today, Jesus was visiting his good friend Mary, Martha, and Lazarus. Amen, amen. Martha was busy preparing for their guests. Mary was just sitting at the feet of Jesus, listening to him teach. Which one was doing the most important thing? We need to ask ourselves. Jesus makes it clear there in verse 42. He says, but one thing is needful, and Mary has chosen that good part, which should not be taken away from her. I thank God for all people that work in the churches. However, I want to show you from this text what can happen in the lives of Christians who get too busy, even doing the Lord's work, to stop and spend time at Jesus' feet. Four things that happen to Christians who are not listening to Jesus. First of all, they are anxious or worry about many things. Amen. There in verse 40, a clause says, but Martha was cumbered or distracted about much serving. Let me ask you, have you ever seen a time when so many people are troubled about so many things? What about you? I'm trying, I don't know about you, but I'm trying to get better at that. The Bible says that we should be casting all of your cares upon him, for he careth for you. Amen. 1 Peter 5:7. Amen. Have you been worried about something and come to the church or get somewhere alone with Jesus and let him speak to your heart? And before you know it, you don't have a care in the world. My children, when they were younger, would come to me with their problem. And there were times I could fix them, so I could say, go and enjoy life, etc., etc. I got this. Don't worry about that. Amen. I have never come to Jesus with a problem that he couldn't fix. Amen. Mighty Clouds of Joy says, if Jesus can't fix it, nobody else can. Amen. We began so many times when we tried to fix it ourselves, we began to doubt that Jesus cares. Listen to Martha. Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me to serve alone? Amen. If we are not sitting at the feet of Jesus and listening to him speak, if we are not in his word letting, amen, it tell us how much he cares for us, the devil begins to plant thoughts in our minds. Does Jesus really care? Amen. If Jesus cares about me, why is this happening to me? And the thought can go on and on. We become critical of others sometimes because of what we're going through. Martha says, my lazy sister has left me with all of this work to do. This is always the case. Remember when Adam was called on the carpet for not listening, he immediately became critical of the woman and even God. Amen. Genesis 3:12, he says, and the man said, the woman whom thou gavest to me, amen, the woman whom thou gavest to be with me, she gave me of the tree. And I did eat. Amen. We try to blame other folk for our problems, for our situation. But Jesus says, get the log out of your own eye. And then you can see clearly to get the speck out of your brother's eye. Amen. Matthew 7:5. Mark it. Those who are not listening to Jesus are the first ones to become critical of others. Amen. Why is that? Because we allow our minds, amen, to run rapidly in trying to find an excuse of what we are not doing. Notice here, brothers and sisters, we find ourselves not praying like we should pray. We begin to pray selfish prayers, telling Jesus what to do. Lord, make my sister get up and help me. That's what Martha said. You understand that God does not always change our situations. Come on, somebody. Amen. Do you? He will allow our situations, brothers and sisters, to make us stronger if we will allow him to work through us. Amen. Amen. Do you think, amen, Jesus, amen, know more about things than we do? I don't know about you, but I know he knows my every need. Everything in life is not going to go the way I want it to go. You just as well accept it and learn to live with it. But if we will learn to turn it over to Jesus, amen, and learn how to talk to him first. Often we are praying for God to change others, and he wants us to sit at his feet and listen while he changes us. So, brothers and sisters, before you begin to pray, make sure that you have your thoughts in the right order. Make sure your heart is right. Amen. Four words that describes a person who is listening to Jesus. First of all, he has love in his heart. This was the same Mary that later washed Jesus' feet with her tears and dried them with her hair. In John 12:13, she loved Jesus. Why did Mary have so much love for Jesus? I believe it was because she sat at his feet and heard him share his love for her. We love him. 1 John tells us, 1 John 4:19 says, hey, we love him because he first loved us. Hallelujah. When we understand, brothers and sisters, that God is working for us and not we working for ourselves, it brings about a unity with the Lord. Notice Mary was not fussing with anybody. If Jesus was happy, she was happy. Amen. When you get that relationship with God, you learn to get in the same zone that Jesus is in. You find peace, you find happiness, you find joy, you find contentment because you're in the same zone with Jesus. Amen. When you begin to get to the point that you are obedient to the Lord, how can one do what Jesus wants us to do unless we are hearing him speak to us? So many times we are trying to do it ourselves and we don't get instructions from the Lord. He's already told us that we need to trust in him and lean not to our own understanding, and in all of our ways acknowledge him and he shall direct our path. Or when we follow him, when we obey him, peace will come. Amen. My friends, the only way you can know real peace is to sit at the feet of Jesus and let him speak peace to your heart. Amen. Isaiah 9:6 tells us, remember, he is the Prince of Peace. Amen. The key, amen, is to have the right priorities in life. Jesus Christ first, then others, and then ourselves. Amen. It is vitally important that we spend time at the feet of Jesus. every single day of our life, letting him share his word with us. Your life is precious and should be spent the right way. Any misuse of one's time leads to tragedy. Amen. The dictionary helps us define some of the words in our topic. Let's take a look at them. Tragedy, an event, amen, causing great suffering, destruction, and distress, such as serious accident, crime, or natural catastrophe. Hey, I come by to let you know, brothers and sisters, sometimes we get to be busybodies. Amen. We occupy with or concentrating on things that are not really what we need to be concentrating on. Activities and attention on things that causes us to have our minds focused on the wrong thing. Amen. We misspent our time, the wrong use, using it unwisely, and we find ourselves wasting time. Amen. Life is too precious, brothers and sisters. It is one essence. Time, the duration regarded as belonging to the present life as distinct from the life to come or eternity. Amen. Finite duration. So we find ourselves sometimes, brothers and sisters, trying to accomplish things on our own when we are not equipped to be able to do it, because our minds are not equipped to do what we need to do in life in order to make things happen. But when we begin to look to the hills from which cometh our help, for all of our help comes from the Lord. Notice, if you will, brothers and sisters, Martha, you are anxious. You are troubled about many things. But one thing is necessary. Amen. Mary had chosen the good portion, which will not be taken away from her. Notice there in verse 42, this scripture reveals how Martha was misusing her precious time. Amen. Let me leave this thought with you. From Psalms 39, 4 and 5 tells us, Lord, remind me how brief my time on earth will be. Remind me that my days are numbered. How fleeting my life is. You have made my life no longer than the wide of my hand, the width of my hand. My entire lifetime is just a moment to you. At best, each of us is but a breath. That's what David says. It behooves us to understand that life is short. Amen. We here today, we could be gone tomorrow. Amen. Paul tells us in Ephesians 5 and 15, he says, look therefore carefully how ye walk, not as unwise, but as wise, redeeming the time because the days are evil. Whatever you spend your time on determines what you become. Therefore, time is very valuable and you must not waste your time. Amen. Unfortunately, due to the various reasons, many people continue to waste time in pursuing goals that are not productive or fruitful. Anytime we spend on doing something that is not, amen, our calling, in other words, you're out of your lane, is a waste portion of one's life. This is why one must seek to know your purpose in life. To be busy means to be occupied doing something, working at or involved in doing or working something. When we are busy doing the right thing, being productive, there is happiness and satisfaction, and God is glorified. John 15 and 8, these are the words of Jesus. He says, my Father is glorified by this, that you bear much fruit. And so, prove to be my disciples. God spoke his will into our lives since the day he created us. Do you hear what I'm saying? Look what it says there in Genesis chapter 1, verse 28. He says, and God blessed them. God said unto them, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth and subdue it and have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the birds of the heavens and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. Notice, brothers and sisters, the biggest tragedy in life is the failure to fulfill this great goal and purpose of God for your lives. Whenever we engage in spending our time unwisely, we are causing tragedy in our lives. God said we should go ahead and be fruitful. Do something tangible in life. Set goals and achieve them instead of gossiping and busybodying all around. Amen. The next purpose of God for us is to multiply. This means you and I are to increase, to grow, amen, to produce, to enlarge, to be fruitful. Then fill the earth and subdue it. It don't mean just children, y'all. Hello, somebody. There's a lot of other areas that we need to work on to be fruitful. Amen. Fill the earth and subdue it. If you are a soul winner, do it, amen, that everybody will know what you're doing. Amen. If you are a cleaner, do it in a manner that all the companies around you will know your excellency. Points of always wanting to award contracts to your company without you needing to even bribe them. When you're doing a good job, amen, people will appreciate you. Finally, if you and I are to have dominion, here God gives us the authority to dominate the market in whatever we are producing and to have control over creation of God, not to be afraid of them, but to do with them whatever we choose. In order for these purposes and prophecies of God to be fulfilled in our lives, we have to spend our God-given time wisely. Listen to God. Example of busy, amen, but misspent time. Time spent on idle talk leads to transgression, but the talk of righteousness brings about food and blessing. That's what Solomon says in Proverbs 10:19-21. Amen. Time spent on social media, amen. Nowadays, some people spend so much time on social media activities, making themselves, amen, seem to be so busy. For instance, young ones are busy on their cell phones all the time, even while in church, depriving themselves of the spiritual meal they badly need. Well, I shouldn't just say young folks, grown folks too. Amen. I see your heads bobbling back and forth. Somebody, unknown to many, this type of unprofitable, amen, busyness leads to loneliness, hence a disconnection from their loved ones. Even, amen, in the name of being busy, many people work so hard at the expense of spending quality time with their spouse and children. At long last, one joy has been stolen. If we don't use our time valuable, life will pass us by. Our children will grow up and we won't even know them. Our children will grow up and we have not given them any instructions. Our children will grow up and they have no foundation, all because we are spending our time the wrong way. Time spent with friends as opposed to family. When you spend more time playing with friends than your family, a breakdown of family unity and fiber will be the results. Please remember that it is your family members that will remain with you in the time of trouble in old age. If your children don't know you, then you have a problem on your hands. Do I have a witness here? To avoid tragedy, start spending time on prayer, study, research on the becoming more fruitful in life. Amen. Become self-disciplined. Amen. Uninstall some of the applications from your phone. You don't need them no how. Avoid distractions, as was necessary in the case of Martha. Jesus said to her, Martha, Martha, you are anxious and troubled about many things, but one thing is necessary. Mary has chosen the good portion, which will not be taken away from her. Do something each day that gets you closer to your dreams. Ephesians 5, 15 and 16. Maximize all opportunities as they arrive. Paul tells us, amen, maximize all he had. Spend all. 2 Timothy 4 and 6. He says, I fought a good fight. Amen. When your life is over, what will someone say about you? Can you say, may the life I live speak for me? Well, what kind of speaking will be done for you when you are gone? May God help us all. Go ahead now and become fruitful, multiplying, fulfilling the earth, subduing it, and taking dominion over all Jesus has given to you. The most important part of Christian life is the part that only God sees. Unless we meet Christ personally and privately each day, we will soon end up like Martha, busy but not blessed. Did y'all hear that? I say busy but not blessed. I believe that it is essential that we learn to hear his voice. If we are to have the abundance life that Jesus came to bring us in John 10 and 10, while the work Martha is doing is important, it is not the most important thing. Jesus himself is the most important thing. Amen. For he says, I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no man can get to the Father but by me. May we never forget that to please God, we need to take time to be holy. And then out of the love we need to get from Jesus, serve others. Show them how much we love them, because God loves us so much that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. All I'm trying to tell you, we need to learn how to listen to Jesus. Material things can get us in trouble. We get out of focus trying to get this and get that. And we lose focus on being productive in the lives of those who are around us. The Bible plainly tells us, first seek ye the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all other things will be added unto you. So my question to you today, are you listening to Jesus? Can you hear him calling you? Can you hear him calling you in the morning? Can you hear him calling you at noonday? Can you hear him calling you in the midnight hour? Are you listening for his voice? Or are you so busy listening and watching television? The Lord wants to bless you. The Lord wants to set you free. The Lord wants to give you peace and give you perfect peace. Are you listening to Jesus every day of your life? You ought to get down on your knees and say, it's me, oh Lord, standing in the need of prayer. Before you try to straighten me out, you need to talk to the Lord yourself and say, Lord, fix my heart and fix my mind. Do I have a witness here today? Every time you wake up in the morning, you ought to say, Lord, what do you have for me to do? Say, Lord, I come to thee, a sinner that needs to be saved. Every day of your life, you ought to be like Paul. I'm going to die to myself. I'm not worried about what others are trying to do is important to me to hear from heaven. For myself, I need to pick up his word and say, Lord, what would you have me to do today? You ought to pick up your Bible and start flipping and say, Lord, speak to me. I need a word. I need more strength. I need more power. Do I have a witness here? I come by to share with you today. Your burdens would be lighter. You'll find yourself not worrying when you're casting all your cares to the Lord. Do I have a witness here today? That's what makes me happy every day, because when I talked to Jesus, I heard Shirley say, this joy that I have, the world didn't give it to me, and the world can't take it away. You ought to look at your neighbor and say, listen to Jesus. Have you heard him talking to you? I heard him tell me early this morning when I rose, I didn't have no doubt. I knew that the Lord will work things out. Good God Almighty, when I hear him early in the morning, he lets me know I'm walking with you. I'm talking with you. I'm standing right by your side. When trouble come in my life, he's right there to let me know that, yea, you walk through the valley and shadow of death. Don't fear no evil, for I'm with you. Don't you know God is talking to you? All you got to do is listen to him. Pick up your Bibles and hear what he says. Hatred will go. Love will come. Pick up your Bibles. Your dreams will be dreams of production. Pick up your Bibles. Your way will glorify God. Pick up your Bibles and read his word. Let him show you. Let him show you which way he wants you to go. If you listen to him, he'll heal you. He'll deliver you. He gave you perfect peace if you keep your mind stayed on him. What about you today? Are you listening to Jesus? I don't know about you, but that's why I can praise him. Because I'm listening to Jesus. I'm not worried about what my neighbor is doing. If they clap their hands, it's all right. If they stand on their feet, it's all right. If they praise him, it's all right. But I'm listening to Jesus. So I got something to shout about. I got something to give him praise, because I'm listening to Jesus. So saints, whatever you do, fix your minds on Jesus. Hear him speak unto your soul. Today, if you're here or wherever you might be and you're lost, Jesus is speaking to you. My Bible tells me that when Adam got out of relationship with God, God said, Adam, where are you? In other words, God wants to talk to you. He wants you to speak to him. All you got to do is be submissive. Humble yourself and give your life over to him. And see, won't God change things for you? As I said earlier, stop trying to change the situation. Let God change you to deal with the situation. And in the process of doing it, he'll make you stronger. The Bible says he'll steady you so that you're able to stand on a solid foundation. And I know many times, you know, we go through some things. We lose loved ones. We lose close friends. We watch people get sick, our parents, our children, and it gets close to us. But I want to say to you, in the process of you going through the agony of your situation, think of it as God preparing you for something greater. He's there with you. And when you be strong and you deal with the situation, God gets the glory. God will look at you and say, my child trusted me, and now I have brought them out. He's here for you today. Whatever your situation is, he's here for you today to handle it, to bring you out, to keep you. If you're here, as you stand to your feet, come give me your hand and give God your heart. Let him turn things around for you. He wants to fix you right now. He wants to change things in your life. But you've got to come. You've got to come. You've got to come. Say, Lord, here I am. Wherever you might be, if you don't know Christ, we're offering him to you today. I want you to bow your heads and repeat this prayer with me if you're not saved. Say, dear Lord, I come to thee confessing my sins. Forgive me, Lord, for all of my sins. Take me and own me as your child. Thank you, Jesus, for saving my soul. Now stir up the gift that is in me, that I might do your holy will. If you prayed that prayer, you're saved today. I say to you to get into some Bible-believing church where you can grow and prosper in the word of God. For those of you that would like to be an intercessor, for those that are on our prayer list, and maybe those that you know that needs to hear from heaven, I want you to just stretch forth your hands toward the altar now and say, Lord, I give them to you. I give my situation to you. I give my problem to you. I put my family in your hands. I put my children in your hands. I put my parents in your hands, Lord. Here we are right now. Oh God, we come standing before you with all of our situations, with all of our cares. And we know by faith and by your word that you care for us. So Lord, we look to you, the author and finisher of our faith, and say, please, Lord, have mercy upon us today. Whatever our situation is, we pray for healing today for those that are sick, those, dear Lord, that has gone to surgery. I pray for my grandson that you touch his body, Lord. You will heal him, Lord. Deliver him, Lord. Get rid of the infection, Lord. Make him whole again. I pray for my mother today that you'll touch her, Lord. Keep her strong. Oh, God, I pray for this church today that thou would bless each and every one that is here and those who are listening. Oh, God, strengthen us, Lord. Give us what we stand in need of. We pray for those on our sick and concerned list, whatever their situation is, whatever their needs are. Oh, God, we put them in your hands today. Please, Father, deliver them, heal them, set them free in the name of Jesus. Oh God, we pray for this world condition today. Thou would touch, move right now. Move out this coronavirus in the name of Jesus. Oh God, we pray that Thou would just heal today those who are sick and in the hospital. We pray for the doctors. We pray for all the frontline workers. We pray for the teachers in the school. We pray for the children going back to school. Lord, touch and deliver. Put a hedge around them. Protect them. We pray for the parents today, Lord. Keep them in perfect peace. Oh God, we pray for every situation today, and we give you praise in everything, because we believe by faith that you're going to work things out for our good. This we give to you now in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, amen. Come on, give God a hand clap of praise. God bless you. God bless you. Praise God. We thank you so much for your presence today. And those who are listening in, give our male chorus another hand, if you will. Sung so beautiful this morning. Our musicians, give them a hand. Thank you so very much. Amen. Our mothers, our ushers, sound technicians, thank you so much. God bless you. Give yourselves a hand. You've been a lovely audience. We praise God for you today. Amen. Just look at somebody and tell them, I love you. Come on, tell somebody, I love you. Hallelujah. There's nothing like love flowing in the air. Praise God. Amen. Everybody say it. Everybody say it. Everybody say it. Now may the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the sweet commune of His Holy Spirit rest, rule, and abide us now, henceforth, and forevermore. Let every heart say, Amen. God bless you. We invite you to Sunday school tomorrow. If you can be with us, join in with us for our Sunday school. Amen. God bless you and God keep you. We love you. May He protect you throughout this week.